And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 15th of June, 2017. It's the birthday of Lisa del Giocondo, born in Florence, Italy, 1479. When she was 15, she married a wealthy silk merchant named Francesco. They seem to have had a happy marriage, and in about 1503, Francesco commissioned a local artist, Leonardo da Vinci, to paint his wife's portrait, which Leonardo took on. He was between commissions at the time. He chose a rather large canvas for this portrait, and he also made a decision to paint her close up, which was rather revolutionary for the time. He was working on the portrait of Lisa del Giocondo when he got a very lucrative commission to paint the Battle of Anghiari with Michelangelo for the Palazzo Vecchio. So he set aside the portrait of her. He left Florence, never delivered it to Francesco, and Lisa took it off, finished the portrait, and it wound up in the hands of the French king, Francis I. The portrait, of course, was the Mona Lisa, which 6 million people every year look at in the Louvre in Paris. Much of this information was uncovered by a journalist, Diane Hales, who found out all she could about the mysterious Lisa and wrote a book about it. Mona Lisa, A Life Discovered, came out a few years ago. Lisa del Giocondo died in 1532. She was 53 years old. It was on this day in 1934 the Great Smoky Mountains National Park was founded in Tennessee and North Carolina, the most visited national park in the country. About 10 million people come through every year. And it's the birthday of the Japanese poet Kobayashi Issa, born in Kashiwabara, Japan, 1763, one of the masters of the haiku. He wrote more than 20,000 of them in his lifetime as he traveled around Japan, keeping a travel diary, visiting shrines and temples across the country. Here's a poem for today by Marge Piercy, The Scent of Apple Cake. My mother cooked as drudgery the same 15 dishes round and round like a donkey bound to a millstone grinding dust. My mother baked as a dance, the flour falling from the sifter in a rain of fine white pollen. The sugar was sweet snow. The dough beneath her palms was the warm flesh of a baby, when they were all hers before their wills sprouted like mushrooms. Cookies she formed in rows on the baking sheets, oatmeal, molasses, lemon, chocolate chip, delights anyone could love. Love was in short supply, but pies were obedient to her command of their pastry, crisp, holding the sweetness within. Desserts were her reward for endless cleaning in the acid yellow cloud of Detroit, begging dollars from my father, mending, darning, bleaching. In the oven she made sweetness where otherwise there was none. The Scent of Apple Cake by Marge Piercy from her collection Made in Detroit, published by Alfred A. Knopf and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, you can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes Store, or listen at poetryfoundation.org. And by Magoosh, online test prep for the ACT, SAT, GMAT, GRE, LSAT, and MCAT. Prep smart, go far, and enjoy the ride at magoosh.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.